The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated. And he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled, because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all, from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to our annual Liturgy of Carols service. We continue our celebration of the Savior's birth as the sacred story is told through beautiful music. And it's also a chance to sing some of those Christmas carols we didn't quite get to at Christmas. Each year, we concentrate the sermon time on one hymn, and the one I have chosen is called "'Twas in the Moon of Wintertime," also known as the Huron Carol. How many of you are familiar with it? I was not familiar with it either, and researching it has been fascinating. I hope you will agree. The story of this hymn begins with Jean de Brébeuf. He was born in 1593 in Normandy in France, and he joined the Roman Catholic Order of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, at the age of 24. As a student, I learned that he was not perhaps generally spectacular, but he had a brilliant talent with languages, which will bring us to today's carol. But not quite yet. He was ordained a priest in 1622. He was chosen, with others, to be missionaries in New France, roughly the central and eastern Canada. For several years after his arrival, he just immersed himself in the culture and language of the Huron, or Wendat people, as they prefer to be called, living in what is now southern Ontario. When France surrendered Quebec to the French, and this conflict is all about the fur trade, Brébeuf was recalled to France for a time, then returned to the Wendat people, where he lived and worked for most of the rest of his life. The French and the English, as we know, brought diseases to the New World, and since the native populations did not have immunity, the Wendat and others suffered tragically high death rates. There's a lot of history here, and a lot of it isn't very pretty. Working constantly on learning the Wendat language, Brébeuf learned from the people, and he gained a good knowledge of their culture and spirituality and their language, both vocabulary and their manner of speaking. The records he made of the Wendat language have been described as the longest and most ambitious piece of ethnographic description in all the chronicles of Jesuit missions. He looked for parallels between their spiritual beliefs and Christianity in order to convey his Christian faith to them, but it was very slow going, taking 10 years before Christianity first began to grow among the people. The end of Father Brebeuf's life in 1649 was grim. The Wendat not only had to contend with the French and the English and disease, but were also at war with the Iroquois. In 1649, a coordinated attack by the Iroquois destroyed several Wendat villages, including the mission Brebeuf served. This marked the collapse of Wendat society in its traditional homeland. Survivors were dispersed, some seeking refuge with other indigenous nations or other Jesuit missions, some fleeing to what is now Ohio and Michigan, while others were captured by the Iroquois. Brebeuf was among those taken captive, along with another priest and five converts who were all martyred. Several sources said that any Jesuit missionary going to New France knew martyrdom was to be expected. He was canonized in 1930 and named one of the patron saints of Canada in 1940. Christianity among the Wendat survived, and to this day there is a Christian presence in a Wendat community called Wendake in Quebec, a thriving community of over 3,000 members where our carol is sung in its original language every Christmas. Okay, back to the carol. It was around the year 1642 that Brebeuf decided to write a Christmas carol specifically for the Wendat people in their native language. The Wendat loved music. They had 8 different words for different kinds of music, and the carol appealed to them. He set it to the melody of a French folk song called A Young Maid. With the help of a Wendat musician and pastor named Danalyn Seaborn, I was able to find a Wendat translation from Wendat into English, which I will share with you. Of course, the Wendat sounding poetry of it will not come through, but you'll get the idea. Brebeuf wanted to convey that the birth of Jesus was for them, not just for some people far away in a different country. He wanted the story to be close to them, and so he retold the story from Matthew and Luke using their phrases such as, instead of do not be afraid, he wrote, have courage, you who are humans, Jesus, he is born. In Wendat, Jesus, he is born is Jesus Ahatonia. I think you should say it with me. Jesus Ahatonia, Jesus Ahatonia. Now you've spoken some Wendat. Instead of angels, he said, they are spirits, sky people, coming with a message for us. They are coming to say, and instead of rejoice, he said, be on top of life. I love that. Be on top of life. Mary, she has just given birth. The account of the Magi follows as the story is told in Matthew. And Brebeuf told it this way. 3 have left to see this birth, those who are elders, highly respected people. Chion, a Wendat word for star, Chion has just appeared on the horizon. It leads them there. The star will seize the path. As they arrived there where he was born, the star was at the point of stopping. The star, having found someone for them, the baby, says, and yes, the star talks, come here. Jesus is born. Then, behold, they have arrived there and seen Jesus. They praised many times, saying, hooray, he is good in nature. The final verse. We will give to him praise for his name. Let us show reverence for him as he comes to be compassionate to us. Jesus, it is providential that you love us and wish I should adopt them. Jesus, he is born. This carol is considered to be the first North American Christmas carol. It's a national treasure of Canada, even as it has changed over time. For most of its history, the carol was relatively obscure, passed down orally from one generation to another in the community. Now, I'm sure that Father Brébeuf made a written copy, but if so, it's been lost. Then, in the late 18th century, a Jesuit priest wrote down the Wendat words as he had memorized them, but it still didn't really catch on. And then 100 years later, in 1899, a Wendat chief, Paul Picard, one of the last people in his generation to speak the Wendat language, made a translation of the carol into French, reflecting his own interpretation and religious views. One could say he modernized the carol. For instance, in his version, spirits, the sky people, become angels, and new words like the Holy Ghost were included. Then, in 1927, a Canadian poet named Jesse Middleton published an English rewrite of the carol, and it is very close to the one we will sing today. And I encourage you to open to it. It's hymn number 284. Hymn number 284. I'll give you a moment to find that. So it begins, "'Twas in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled." And now, please look at the footnote where in the next line it indicates that Middleton originally used a term for God from one of the indigenous languages, Gitche Manitou. So it would read, "'Twas in the moon of wintertime when all the birds had fled that mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light, the stars grew dim and, not shepherds, but wandering hunters heard the hymn, Jesus, your King is born. Then we will sing not of a manger or a stable, but a lodge of broken bark, and not swaddling cloths, but a ragged robe of rabbit skin. In verse 3, we have not the magi, but chiefs from far away, offering not gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus, but gifts of fox and beaver pelt. In this English version that has become so widely popular, Middleton offers us images of, from his general understanding of native cultures. And while different from the original carol created for the Wendat people, Middleton's translation made the song accessible not only to English speakers like me, but also to English-speaking indigenous Christians across North America. And in spite of the damage done by colonization, many have embraced it. For many, when they sing it, they feel a connection to their ancestors who sang about Christmas in this song so long ago. I understand that. On Christmas Eve, as we sang, "I am so glad each Christmas Eve," in my spirit, I heard my mother in heaven singing it to me in Norwegian. She felt very close. Music connects us to each other and to other cultures across time and distance. Scholar Mark MacDonald had this experience as he witnessed the Huron Carol being sung and acted. He wrote, "One of the places where I was struck deeply at the acting out of the hymn was in Navajo land in southwest United States, when the young kings or wise men were all dressed in traditional Navajo attire. The proud bringing of that attire and that worldview into the church was deeply moving, connecting across cultures and ages." Well, this hymn continues to evolve, and if you are interested, you can find many recordings of it on YouTube in Wendat, English, and French, where it's normally referred to as the Huron Carol. One blessing of this carol is that it's part of the resurgence of the Wendat language, which was almost lost. And also, indigenous musicians, including Dana Seaborn, whom I mentioned earlier, continue to write new and moving lyrics for it. Well, so much more could be said, but I'm sure you agree, It's time to sing it. You may remain seated.